Well, welcome everybody to the Monday Recap. My name is Dre Clark and I am the discipleship pastor here at Grapevines First. And I am joined today with our associate pastor, Jonathan Cook, who just got done preaching this last Sunday on Jesus being the good shepherd. So I want to welcome you to the podcast. Jonathan, thanks for being here with me today. Incredible, incredible message this Sunday. And so I just want to start off, just give a brief summary for everyone. Maybe they've already, you know, had different things go in their mind and just need a refresher, or maybe they didn't make it here this Sunday. It's spring break. A lot of families out traveling. So tell us what you talked about.
Yeah. Thanks, Dre. Yeah, man. With it being time change, spring break, all the things happening this week, I'm hoping that we'll be able to capture an audience that weren't here this morning. And so, so a little summary about this morning, man, I really enjoy this passage. Good Shepherd. There's just so much information, and that's why I love this podcast, because we're going to be able to kind of dive through to it. But what I was able to kind of cover this morning is Jesus is sitting there talking to a group of people, and he is saying, I am the good shepherd. And what does that mean in this? Once we're in John chapter 10, verses 11 through 18, and what we kind of see in this is where Jesus kind of picks off three different things for me that makes him a good shepherd. The first one is that he knows his sheep, and so he knows each and every one of us, everything about us, which is hopefully giving us freedom to be able to come to him, right? And he protects his sheep, and we see that kind of following what Doug preached on last week with being the gatekeeper, the door to the sheepfold, and how he protects and how he watches over. And then lastly, my last point was that he provides for his sheep. And we can see in each of our lives where Jesus has provided time and time again of the needs that we have. And so in a quick little summary, those were my main points from this morning.
Yeah, I know I talked about it with Doug last week, but one of the things I just love about this sermon series is that every week we're getting just a spot-on picture of our Savior, and it's just encouraging. So the thing that really stuck out to me today was kind of this big aha moment. It was the beginning of your message. Actually, I was like, man, he's got a lot to come through. But you were talking about your kids and how you have to know your kids to lead them well. And then you kind of spun it around, because that's so true. Like, our kids are different. We have different things. But you spun it around. You're like, but how much more does God know us? And just starting off from that, and then not only does he know us, but he wants to protect us. He wants to be with us and be in a relationship. He wants to provide for us. He's a good shepherd. So
that's right.
Incredibly encouraging message. I thought you knocked it out of the park. It just spoke a lot to me. So thanks for that.
Thanks.
So Jonathan, my next question is was there anything, you did a lot of research. I know you mentioned about going deep into agriculture and sheep and all that kind of stuff. Well, is there anything that you said or that you didn't get to say this week that you left on the table, or something you had to cut, or some deeper insights that maybe weren't for the sermon?
Yeah, good question. And so it's funny because there was this one thing that I learned, and it was like 2 weeks ago I learned it. Went and talked to Doug about it. He was like, wait, is that real? He's like, seriously. And what that was I read somewhere, and I read in several different articles, was that a good shepherd, whenever they have a sheep that keeps wandering off, will take their club and it will break the legs of the sheep. And that then they will hold them and they'll carry them until the sheep heals, right? And then that after they heal, then that sheep will never leave the shepherd's side again, right? And so I was like, man, that preaches. I'm like, this is cool, like cool fact. Okay, I learned that's not true.
Oh, really? I've heard that before.
Yes. What? No, I heard that is not
true. I probably taught that at some point.
I was like so excited. I was like, I'm gonna use this and just use it as a way of, like, you know, breaking down the center. But what I end up discovering during this time of realizing that that's not true is that Jesus isn't waiting to just hit us with a club and break us down.
That's good.
No, he's full of goodness. He's full of mercy. He's there to guide us and lead us. That's why he has the shepherd's staff, is to lead and pull us back in, not to sit there and break our legs, right?
Yeah.
And so I think whenever we're picturing God, and so I wish I could have covered this morning. That was something that I left out for time's sake and just because I didn't want it to be a distraction. But the more I've kind of resonated with it throughout the week, is that we have a God that is not waiting on the sideline to break us down, but instead we have a God that is merciful, that's full of grace, that's full of love. And yes, he is a just God. And yes, he's going to pull us back into his path. And yes, he wants us to follow him, and he doesn't want us to stray off. But in the end, though, we have a good shepherd that is not angry, that's not army-esque.
Like, not out to get us.
Yeah, not out to get us, right? We have a good shepherd that truly just cares about us, that's kind, that's gracious, that's loving, that's really just helping us along this journey rather than trying to break us down to fix us.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And once I've kind of like settled into that for me, I'm like, man, that's more powerful than the initial story that I was so excited to tell. So I want to give thanks to Doug because he was the first one that was like, wait, is that true? I've never heard that. Yeah. I was like, oh, I should go research that. Turned out, you know. Fun. And then from that.
But what a real struggle that I think people have, especially maybe even non-believers. I think there is this view that God is out to get us.
Yes.
That he's, you know, that God caused me to get cancer. God caused this person to die, or God took this from me. Mm-hmm. And not that that can't be true. God is sovereign. He can do what he wants.
Absolutely.
But you're right. I think there's a very important difference between God allowing bad things to happen and God causing them to
happen. Correct.
And God does, as a good shepherd, allow us. He gives us will and autonomy. He allows us to wander where we may get our legs broken. But this idea of he's the one breaking my legs, that makes God bad. You know, that's calling something good, bad, and confusion. And
right.
So that's really, really important.
Yeah.
Another, you could have done a whole sermon on myths about sheep, because you started off with the sermon of sheep aren't dumb, they're dependent, you know, and even that too. So, man, I thought those were incredible good points. I love that. And a lot to think about there. All right. Hey, just one more question for us today, Jonathan, and we'll get you off and let our listeners go. But one of the things that I was wondering the entire time you were talking was kind of like this notion that you know, we will never be able to accept Jesus as our shepherd until we can accept and embrace this reality, maybe even confess this reality that we are sheep. And so I think that, you know, throughout your entire message, this is kind of the foundation. It's the presupposition of everything you're saying. And so my question to you is kind of practically, what are some challenges to dependency in our generation? You know, why is it so hard for us in 2024? Why is it hard for maybe even our generation, the next generation, to embrace this idea that we are sheep? You even said in your message, you know, people want to be lions, right? But no, we're sheep. We are dependent creatures. What are some things, possible answers for why that's so difficult for us to come to?
Great question. And the reason why that question also excites me is because in the middle of my sermon, right, there was one part that for some reason I just kind of stumbled over. And that was actually answering this question right here, right? Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm happy I get to come back, because I kind of messed up in that area and I just kind of flew by. And that is, I have a quote here that I wrote down, which is, here's what I know from the experience, both as a Christian and as a pastor. The great issue is not believing that Jesus is the good shepherd, but that we are weak sheep who need a good shepherd, mm-hmm. right? And that's exactly like the question that you're asking is, why do we struggle with that?
Yeah.
I think the mentality of knowing that we're dependent on something just irks a lot of our generation and a lot of our culture. Like, we are so much in a culture to where, you know, I'm going to do me. Like, that's like the saying is like, I'm going to do me. Like, I'm going to do what I want. I'm going to do whatever I choose. And we're in a pride-filled area to where how we live our lives is based off of our own desire, our own need. And so knowing that we have that we are weak and that we're sheep and that we really are dependent on being led by a greater power. And that power in here is the Almighty Jesus, our good shepherd, right? Is hard for our culture sometimes to swallow. It's like, you know what? We have to be humbled in ourselves at the feet of Jesus of saying, I am weak. I am weary. I am broken. I desire something that is good, and that is a good shepherd that's going to lead us, that's going to be there for us, that's going to protect us, that's going to provide for us. And so we have to stop being selfish in our ways in the culture, right?
Absolutely. Well, I think it's crazy. You mentioned in your sermon, and of course I know this, you've got two kiddos, and there's a state whenever you have a kid that they are completely dependent, but it doesn't take them very long to, you know, not want that, to be independent. No, I can do that myself. My son says this to me all the time. Like, no, I can do it. I can do it. And it is, there's something deeply in us that just thinks or needs to believe that we don't need help. But that's where the gospel comes, is this admission. And so you're right. We live in a world of expressive individualism in the Western world. And I think that just, you know, this notion of, yeah, you're all sheep, or we all have this need, doesn't sit well with us. And so, absolutely. Any other thoughts? Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, as a parent, like what you're just saying. I mean, Paisley, literally right then as I'm walking across the parking lot, her independent self is, I want to run to the car.
Yeah.
Right? But me as her shepherd is saying, hold on, no, you got to stay close to me. We're in the parking lot. There's danger out there. There's fear. There's things out there that can really hurt you, Paisley, right? And so you're right.
she wants to be independent, right? And that just shows the even more need of a good shepherd that's going to walk and help protect and lead and guide you to keep you away from the danger of this world, right?
To admit that Jesus is everything is in one sense to admit that we are nothing. And
that's right.
So we've got to embrace that. Man, what a great message today, Jonathan. What a great word. I'm so encouraged by it. Thanks so much just for your time sitting down after this. Thanks for preparing well. And everyone who's listening to us right now, thanks so much just for joining us this week and just for recapping and kind of having another touch point of this Sunday sermon. We hope you'll join us again next week on the Monday Recap. Until then, have a good rest of the week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.